Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. A looming National Railroad Workers' Strike has Congress in the fray.
What the freight rail industry is saying to its workers is this. It doesn't matter if you have COVID. It doesn't matter if you are lying in a hospital bed because of a medical emergency. It doesn't matter if your wife just gave birth to your child.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders blocked a Republican request Wednesday to force railroad workers and companies to accept the recommendations of a nonpartisan panel to avoid the strike. In Detroit Wednesday at the North American International Auto Show, President Joe Biden touted the nation's transition to electric vehicles under the Inflation Reduction Act, which provides billions for EV production and incentives for U.S.-based chip manufacturing.
We invented that little computer chip. We invented it here in the United States of America. We don't have to rely on other countries to power smartphones, washing machines, automobiles, and so much more.
Polls continue to show inflation is a top priority for voters, including Latino voters. The National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials voter tracking poll released Wednesday showed top issues have changed for Latinos in recent years. Executive Director Arturo Vargas.
Nearly half of Latinos have expressed the rising cost of living and inflation as the most important issue on their mind as they are getting ready to vote in November. But number two is women's reproductive and abortion rights, comes in at 28%.
Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, continue to slam Republicans for anti-abortion legislation.
As they criminalize women's freedom to make their own choices, we have passed legislation to support freedom for women.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky defended the agency Wednesday against lawmakers' allegations of missteps in the early days of the monkeypox outbreak. Walensky said part of the problem was due to limitations of the available test.
People were coming in requesting a test when they had no symptoms and they had no rash. The test for this infection is a swab of the rash. So, in fact, there is no other FDA-approved test.
Finally, the doors of Westminster Hall have been opened to allow the public to pay their respects to the late Queen Elizabeth. Her coffin was transported to the hall by carriage in a procession from Buckingham Palace Wednesday. The number of people outside waiting to pay tribute stretched for nearly 3 miles. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.